This is Football Night in Northern Colorado, presented by Perry's Pizzeria. Here's Angel Padilla.
Welcome back into Football Night in Northern Colorado. I am, of course, your host, Angel Padilla, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios here in Greeley, just overlooking West 10th Street as the sun has gone down. I just looked up and I saw the moon over there. So the moon is up, the sun is down, nighttime is coming, and we are getting set for our A1 Organics game of the week between Manual and Highland tonight. The Thunderbolts and the Huskies, both 4-4 coming into this game in what will be a pivotal season-defining game for both of these schools as they start to jockey for playoff positioning here in the next couple of weeks. Of course, we'll have Michael Spillin and Bruce Dick on the call for you. We'll send it out to them in about 25 minutes or so. They'll help set the scene for you up there in Ault. Again, as I said just a bit ago, it's going to be chilly tonight, so as you're getting ready to head out to that game, it's going to be around 40 degrees at kickoff. Going to drop down into the low to mid 30s tonight as well. Looking at traffic up there into all Highway 85, looks fairly clear up through Lucerne and Eaton. There's a little bit of, you know, stop and go traffic up there in Alden, First Ave and First Street, but should be pretty clear on the way up there. Again, there's that road closure at 74 and 33, that road construction road closure there. But it should be a good night for you over in Alt. For our A1 Organics game of the week, we'll quickly run through the Thursday night scoreboard again, and then we'll jump into our Friday night previews. Platte Valley beat Prospect Ridge last night 55-7. The Broncos now move to 5-4. Steamboat Springs was at Berthoud last night. The Spartans moved to 9-0 after a 59-0 win over the Sailors. Eaton Reds got a win last night over the Academy. 34-12 was the final score there. Eaton now moves to 6-3. Weld Central was at Arvada last night, and the Bulldogs get the win 33-18. The Weld Central Rebels drop now to 4-5 on the season. Over in 3A, Severance was at Mountain View last night, and the Mountain Lions got the win 17-7. They led 7-0 at halftime. Both these teams now are at 2-7 on their season records, kind of disappointing for both of those schools this year. Also in 3A, number 8, Thompson Valley was at Roosevelt last night, and the Eagles pull off another, you know, a big upset over the Rough Riders. Number 8 versus number 5, the Eagles won 41-21 after the game was tied at 14 at the half. So Roosevelt only able to get 7 points there in that second half. Both teams now at 7-2 as they still try to jockey for position there in the 3A state playoffs. Over in 4A, Skyline was at Greeley Central last night, and the Wildcats got the win 21-20. They've improved their season record to 4-6. Silver Creek, they got an upset over Monarch last night. The Raptors defeated the Coyotes 27-24 after being tied at 10 at halftime. So Silver Creek moves to 3-7. Monarch, they drop down to 5-5. So we'll see where that puts them in terms of the standings looking at next week. And in 5A, Boulder was at Fort Collins last night, and the Lampkins got the win 42-0, the final score there. They've now moved to 2-8 on the year. Boulder drops to 0-10. And lastly, here in 5A, number 24 Brighton at number 17 Legacy last night, and the Lightning beat the Bulldogs 35-8, leading 21-0 at halftime. Legacy moves to 6-4. Brighton drops now to 5-5. They were ranked 24 coming into that game, so we'll see if their record stays there with a .500 record. Let's jump into our Friday night games. Again, if there's a game that I read off here that you want us to keep an eye on, let us know at the J9 Agency's text line at 888-530-0043. Let us know what games you're watching tonight, what games you're going to be at tonight. I know it's going to be a cold one all across NoCo, but, you know, it's October, so we should expect it for some high school football. Let's start off our Friday night scoreboards here in 1A. Number 6, Wiggins at number 5, Ray. Both teams 5-3 coming into this one. This will be a big win for either one. The Tigers and the Eagles will get going. The Ray Eagles on a 2-game win streak coming into that one. Over in 2A, number 12, Brush is at Timnath tonight. You heard the Beat Diggers last week in a lost university, but they're trying to get back in their winning ways. They're 5-3 coming into this one. As for the Timnath Cubs, they started off 2-1, but they have dropped their last five in a row. So we'll see if they can't try to pull off a magical upset against Brush tonight. Also in 2A, number 8 University at number 21 Sterling. The Bulldogs of University, 5-game win streak coming into this one. Their defense is starting to find itself, only 12 points per game in those last five. As for Sterling, the Tigers 4-4 coming into this one on a 2-game win streak, trying to keep some of that momentum going, which would be a huge upset win over University as they try to, you know, Sterling starting to position themselves for the playoffs as well. Also in 2A, Valley at DeEvelyn tonight. The 2-6 Vikings taking on the 4-4 Jaguars. The Vikings are on a 2-game win streak coming into this one, so we'll see if they can't keep that momentum going on the road. Moving into 3A, number 6, Riverdale Ridge is at Niwot tonight. The Riverdale Ridge Ravens, 7-1 coming into this one on a 5-game winning streak. Niwot on a 4-game losing streak, so, you know, momentum's pushing a certain way. We'll see if Niwot can't pull off something special there at home tonight. Number 11, Northfield is at Fort Morgan. The Mustangs, 2-6 coming into this one, hosting the 5-3 Nighthawks. Fort Morgan did break a 2-game win streak last week in their loss to Holy Family. So we'll see if they can't try to get back on the right track here at home. Again, that's Fort Morgan and Northfield, number 11 there in 3A. Continuing here in 3A, number 12, Meade is at number 13, Frederick tonight. Couple of 4-4 teams in this one. Meade on a 3-game win streak. Frederick 4-1 in their last five games. Two teams with really positive momentum right now. Something's got to give, and we'll find out what happens there. That Mavericks defense is tough. But that Golden Eagles offense, they're scoring a lot of points in their wins this year, almost 40 points per game. So we'll see which one's going to give there. It's Meade and Frederick, number 12 and number 13 in 3A. Lastly here, number 10, Resurrection Christian is at number 24, Northridge tonight. The 6-1 Cougars on a 5-game win streak, allowing almost under 12 points per game during those wins. As for Northridge, they're on a 3-game losing streak. They started off their season 5-0 and have dropped their last three to pretty tough opponents in Mountain View, Roosevelt, and Thompson Valley. So we'll see if Northridge got to get some momentum there at home, try to pull off what would be a big, maybe not quite an upset, but a monumental win for that Grizzlies team there in Northridge. Moving into 4A, Aurora Central is at Thornton tonight. This is a battle between the Trojans. The Aurora Central Trojans are 2-7, and Thornton is 1-8. So we'll see if Thornton can't get some momentum there at home, try to get their second win of the year. Also here in 4A, number 19, Longmont is at number 14, Loveland tonight. The Trojans and Red Wolves will kick it off there. Longmont 5-4 coming into this one. They broke a 5-game winning streak last week in a tough loss to Erie. But they're still scoring about 30 points per game on the road this season. Going to have to try to find that offense tonight against a Loveland team that's also scoring about 25 points per game at home. But, you know, 6-3 is their record, but they're 2-2 in their last four games. So trying to find some consistency there as they get ready for their playoff run. That's Loveland and Longmont. And lastly here in 5A, we'll look at Pooter and Fossil Ridge. The Pooter Impalas on a 2-game win streak. Scoring about 18 points per game on the road this season. 3-6 overall record, but they've gotten two wins in a row, trying to take that momentum into Fossil Ridge. The Sabercats are 4-5 coming into this game. They're 2-2 in their last four, and they're allowing almost 28 points per game at home this season. So we'll see if Fossil Ridge can kind of hang on, try to get to 500 before the playoffs get going here soon. Try to hang on to that number 25 ranking there in 5A. Lastly here, Rocky Mountain is at Fairview tonight. The Lobos 3-1 in their last four games. They're only allowing about 12 points per game in those last four, taking on a Fairview Knights team 8-1 on the season on a 6-game win streak, scoring almost 50 points per game at home. So that's going to be a tough challenge there for the Lobos, but we'll see if that defense can't travel a little bit, try to stiffen the Knights there. And of course, that's our Friday night scoreboard. All those games will be going on throughout our broadcast. Kyle Johnson will be in studio to give you all of those updates as they happen. But of course, our A1 Organics game of the week between Manual and Highland tonight. A couple of 4-4 teams getting set to kick off there in Ault, Colorado, just a little bit north of us. Michael Spill and Bruce Dick will be on the call for you. Let's look at the road team here quickly. The Manual Thunderbolts, they're out of Denver. Head coach Benjamin Butler leading this team, scoring just about 26 points per game, allowing just about 21 points per game. So a little inconsistency there as their 4-4 record shows you. And that record may not speak to the talent that this team has and the ability to win these games, because for Manual, they've had 4 forfeits this year. And what's weird about those 4 forfeits, 3 of those were losses, 1 of them was a win. So they forfeited a loss to La Junta, Grand Valley, and the Flatirons Academy, and then they got a forfeit win over Sheridan a couple of weeks ago. So take away those 4 games there, what's their record really at? Very tough to say, very tough to get a read on this Thunderbolts team with those 4 forfeits there. But you look at some of their star players, their leading tackler on the defensive side, senior linebacker Quamarius Burton Ward, 17 solo tackles, 17 assisted tackles on the year so far. He's getting about 6.8 tackles per game. Definitely a thumper on that defense there. Their leading rusher is also their leading receiver in senior Diamante Maynard, or Maynard. 21, here's his rushing stats. 21 carries, 212 yards, and 2 touchdowns to go along with 21 receptions, 500 yards, 83.3 yards per game receiving, and 8 touchdowns on the year. He is a threat all over the field. You're going to hear his name called a lot tonight. That is Diamante Maynard, the leading rusher and receiver. Of course, the signal caller, the guy handling the ball every single snap, is senior quarterback Cartel Dickey, 66 for 113 on the year, about a 48% completion percentage. He is just over 1,000 yards, almost 1,300 yards, 1,337 there is the total. And he's got 18 touchdowns this year up against 5 interceptions. So a fairly, you know, as the scoring and the defense kind of show you, a very complimentary football team, but maybe a team that hasn't been able to really find their identity yet. As I mentioned, those 4 forfeits, 3 losses and 1 win so far this season. So we'll kind of see what kind of identity this team has as they get ready to take on the Highland Huskies tonight. And we'll learn all about those Huskies here after the break. We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back. We'll preview that game. We'll run through the Friday night scoreboard again one more time to make sure we get all of those that you want to get the scoreboard updates for. Of course, you're listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado, presented by Perry's Pizzeria and Tap House on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Football Night Northern Colorado, 37 minutes past 6 o'clock. I'm your host, Angel Padilla, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. We're getting a little bit of overtime action tonight as we're getting set up there with Michael and Bruce up there in Ault. There's not really much up there in Ault, so it's hard to get a signal connected, a strong enough signal connected, but Micah, superstar producer back there, is working on it to get connected. We already ran through the high school games, the Thursday night action, Friday night action. We're just going to peruse on over the college football weekend. I talked about my 5 games. We talked about CSU. We talked about CU, UNC, of course, our local teams in action tomorrow. But looking at some of the big games in college football, Air Force at CSU tomorrow, 14-point favorites there for the Falcons. CU at UCLA, number 23. Bruins ranked there, 15-point favorites. At the Rose Bowl there in Pasadena. I thought I saw something earlier this week that the Rose Bowl has actually lifted up some of those tarps that they put on the seats for the, I guess, like just specialized seating, but they're actually removing those tarps so they can fit more fans in the Rose Bowl because everyone, I guess, loves to go see CU and Deion Sanders and all the hype of them, of course, coming off a tough loss a few weeks ago to Stanford at home there. In the ACC, number 4, Florida State is at Wake Forest in this one. The Seminoles, 20.5-point favorites there. They're 7-0, trying to keep that ranking there in the ACC. We talked about number 6, Oklahoma. They're at Kansas tomorrow. That's a that's the 10 a.m. kickoff there on Fox. 8.5-point favorites there for the Sooners over in Lawrence, Kansas for that one. Also, 10 a.m. on CBS, Indiana is at number 10, Penn State. The Nittany Lions coming off a tough loss last week to Ohio State, but still there in the top 10. Maybe you can see what happens in the rest of the Big Ten throughout the rest of the season. But Penn State, 31-point favorites in that one up at Beaver Stadium there. 1:30 on CBS, number 1, Georgia is at, or I guess, versus Florida. This is a neutral site game at Everbank Field there in Jacksonville. Florida 5-2, Georgia 7-0, 14-point favorites there for the Bulldogs, and one of the great rivalries there in the SEC. Then on 1:30 on ABC in the Big 12, that's right, the Big 12, BYU is at Texas. BYU 5-2 coming into this one. Texas, the Longhorns, still ranked there at number 7. You know, their only loss was that Oklahoma game a few weeks ago. But they are 20-point favorites at home there in Austin, taking on BYU. Talked about the number 1 game this weekend, number 8 Oregon at number 13 Utah. The Utes there, or the Ducks actually, 6.5-point favorites on the road in that one. Could be a big determining game as for right now the second place spot in the Pac-12. Number 1 spot, of course, going to Washington. 1:30 over on NBC, Pittsburgh is at Notre Dame. Fighting Irish 6-2 coming into this one as 20.5-point favorites. Trying to just stay up there in the top, you know, top 15 if they can. Maybe try to get into a New Year's Six game later on in bowl season. But Notre Dame still trying to find some more consistency there. Of course, those two losses a couple of weeks ago have hurt their playoff chances. But they can still have a very successful season. Obviously, bowl eligible there as well. 1:30 on ESPN, number 20, Duke is at number 18, Louisville. Tough battle here in the ACC between 6-1 Louisville and 5-2 Duke. The Cardinals are 6-0, are 6-point favorites coming into this one. That's a 1:30 kickoff there on ESPN. 2 o'clock, we have number 22 Tulane on the road at Rice. Tulane, one of those Power Five or Group of Five teams that's getting a little bit of credit for their 6-1 start. They're also 3-0 in their conference. They are 10-point favorites on the road there in Rice Stadium there in Houston. Moving on to the Pac-12, 2 o'clock kickoff, number 24 USC is at California, the Golden Bears. 10-point underdogs coming into this one. USC, of course, coming off of a couple of tough losses in the Pac-12 the last couple of weeks. So we'll see if Caleb Williams and that Trojans offense can't find themselves a little bit more. Still 4-1 in the Pac-12, so they're not out of that race by any means, but the playoff chances are slipping away as the losses come. 5 o'clock kickoff on Fox Sports 1. The number 5 Washington Huskies are at Stanford. 2-5 Stanford coming into this one. Washington, of course, 7-0. They are 27.5-point favorites coming into that one. On 5 o'clock on ESPN, a battle in the SEC. Number 21 Tennessee at Kentucky. A couple of 5-2 teams here. 2-2 in the SEC. Tennessee, of course, coming off that loss to Alabama last week. Tennessee, I think the score was like 19-0 or something at halftime, but Bama was able to come back in that second half. So we'll see if the Volunteers can't keep it going. Of course, they are 4-point favorites on the road there in Lexington. That is not an easy place to play. So we'll see if the Wildcats can't get a win there in SEC play. 5:30 over on NBC is going to be number 3 Ohio State taking on Wisconsin up there at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. Ohio State, 14.5-point favorites, 7-0 coming into this one. The Badgers are 5-2, 3-1 in Big Ten play. So Wisconsin, I think they would love nothing more than to upset Ohio State here late in the year. 5:30 p.m. over on the SEC Network, 2-6 Vanderbilt is at 6-1 Ole Miss, 12th-ranked Rebels there. with head coach Lane Kiffin leading his squad there. Of course, their only loss is to Alabama a few weeks ago. The Rebels are 24.5-point favorites coming into that one. Jackson Dart in that offense. I think they're going to put up a lot of points there on Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, of course, 2-6 coming into this one. Over in the ACC, number 17, North Carolina, fresh off their first loss of the year. They're on the road against Georgia Tech. UNC is a 12-point favorite in that game. I'll see if the Tar Heels can't get it going there, get back in the winning column. Again, one loss doesn't completely eliminate you from the playoff conversation, but it does make the margin of error significantly lower. 6 o'clock over on ESPNU, it's Old Dominion taking on 25th-ranked James Madison. James Madison, we actually had a texter, I think it was last week, talk about James Madison's top five defense, something like that. So James Madison, they're doing all right. They're another one of those group of five teams out of the Sun Belt. They're 7-0 on the year, 20.5-point favorites in that game. They are playing that one in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Actually drove past James Madison, their football stadium, a couple of years ago, heading down from Pennsylvania. So cool little program there. Cool to see an FCS team make the jump to Division I and having a lot of success so far. And then the last big game here in college football, 8:30 ESPN kickoff, late night Pac-12 football from Tucson. It's number 11 Oregon State and Arizona. The 4-3 Wildcats have been very competitive in all of their Pac-12 games this year, giving them a 2-2 record, but taking on a tough Oregon State team who is, again, one of those one-loss teams that's just trying to hang around. That defense is one of the best in the Pac-12, but they are only 3-point favorites on the road coming into that one, so it tells you how competitive that Arizona Wildcats team really is. So there's a look at the top college games this weekend. Of course, CU going around there, and UCLA tomorrow, CSU hosting Air Force, and then UNC at Montana. Of course, you can listen to that UNC game here on KFKA. Blue and Gold pregame will be at noon, kickoff at 1, so make sure you go check that out. I know we're all getting set here at the KFKA house, the KFKA crew here, getting ready to celebrate our good friend Tanner Schwinn. He is getting married tomorrow to his fiance, Jenna Thompson. Great to see that couple, thrive the last couple of years. We were all kind of anticipating when Tanner was going to pop the question. He finally did, and they're getting married tomorrow. So I know we're all looking forward to that here at KFKA to welcome just that matrimony, that union between Tanner and Jenna. It's going to be a great time. I know all of us are going to be out there celebrating, having a good time. It's an outdoor wedding. I think it's supposed to be only like 20 minutes, what Tanner said the ceremony was, but it's going to be cold out there. So if you're going to be at that wedding, make sure you dress warmly, at least for the first half of it, because I know we're going to be inside for most of the night. But of course, thank you for listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado, presented by Perry's Pizzeria and Tap House. I've been your host, Angel Padilla, and we're going to take a break here. When we come back, you will hear the voices of Michael Spillin and Bruce Dick. Fingers crossed, hopefully we have them connected. I think Micah got them, but they're going to get you set for our A1 Organics Game of the Week between Manual and Highland. Thank you for listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Happy footballing.